in the world. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Axiom, raising money. What is Axiom, Bob?
Axiom is one of the, five American companies or consortiums that are building private commercial space stations. Axiom has already flown passengers to ISS several times. They got another one coming before the end of this year and one next year. But they're planning to build modules that they'll attach to ISS that will eventually comprise an independent station that'll fly independent of ISS. And because of their relative success in putting passengers up in space, as well as the construction of their first module, they have now, in a funding round, raised another $350 million in private investment capital, much of it coming from the Middle East. That has tripled the amount of private capital they had obtained in total. This company is going places, John, and I think that they're going to be one of the first in orbit of a space station privately owned. Their station attaches to ISS initially in 26, the first module. They'll add more modules to it. I've got the assembly sequence graphic up on Behind the Black. Once it's all completely assembled, attached to ISS, it would then be in a position to detach when ISS is retired and run independently. And, of course, there are four others, maybe five other American stations under construction, all fly independently. So we're going to have a lot of space stations up there, John.
All right. I think we have two commercial outfits here, Redwire and Sierra Space. Let's start with Sierra Space. What is that?
This is another one of those five-plus space stations that American companies are building. Sierra Space's LIFE module is the first module that will be launched on what they call the Orbital Reef Space Station. It's a partnership including Sierra Space, Blue Origin, and other companies. Well, Sierra Space is moving forward very fast on its LIFE module. It's had a lot of deals with a lot of different companies. It's now signed a deal with Redwire, which is a company that does a lot of stuff, research, and does manufacturing and equipment work and 3D printing work on ISS. They have signed a deal to install a biotech lab on the LIFE space station. And biotech is important because there is real possibilities to quickly make money on pharmaceuticals made in space. There are some pharmaceuticals you can't do in gravity. If you can do them in zero gravity, you then can sell those pharmaceuticals and make a lot of money right off the bat, and also provide medical treatment. And so they're going to build Redwire is going to build a biotech lab in LIFE for Sierra Space. They hope to have this station up next 2 or 3 years. The first module in 26. Which would be about the same time that Axiom sends its first module up into space, John.
4 years, December of 2023, four-year anniversary of the Space Force. It is very lean, it's very small, has a cool uniform, and it's in action. What is the Space Force, Bob, and what does it mean about a satellite contracts? Why is that an advancement for building satellites?
The Space Force was created expressly for this reason. The Air Force that ran space before was not focused on space and had a lot of factions within the Air Force that wanted to build, by the Air Force, big gold-plated satellites, and took years to do. They were generally over budget and late and often failed. And people in the space industry in the military have been wanting to instead hire private companies to do this work instead, and also go to small satellites that were constellations because it's more robust and more harder to defeat. They couldn't do it in the Air Force. So they created the Space Force to create a space-focused government military agency. And that's what the Space Force is about. And its Space Development Agency has just issued two contracts, one to Lockheed Martin and the other to Northrop Grumman, to build a constellation of 72 satellites for $1.5 billion that will provide some of the communications that the military needs. And once again, it's a 72-satellite constellation. It's robust. You can't take it out very easily, and it's also going to be cheap and launched very, very quickly, John. That's why the Space Force was formed.
Can we guess these are not cost-plus contracts?
I would imagine they are fixed-price contracts, but I do not know that, and it's possible they are not. But because they are relatively simple satellites, I'd expect they are not cost-plus.
Las Vegas, a lot of casinos, a new casino, and a spaceport? How so?
This is like the bright object to attract customers, John. The Las Vegas new resort casino is saying it's also building a spaceport. What it's doing is it's building a control tower and a runway, and it's signed a contract with a launch startup that hasn't launched anything yet, but wants to launch from an 747, kind of like Virgin Orbit used to do, and they would take off from this runway. It's basically a bright object to attract gamblers to this casino near Las Vegas, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.